We are hearing a lot about the pandemic of the unvaccinated. There have been lots of questions from epidemiologists, citizens, schools, first responders, childcare, senior care about mandatory vaccinations, and it seems the small group of citizens who call themselves anti-vaccinators and conspiracy theorists. And let's not forget the political theorists who believe this is a matter of choice under a democratic society. When you have a health crisis that comes with the risk of permanent health issues and death, when does our democratic government implement the mandated, mandatory methodology for the greater good? Democratic governments have implemented and supported harmful policy for the greater good when it came to addressing climate change 30 years ago. The Paris Accord serves as a crystal ball, and Canada leads the way of increasing our CO2 emissions every year. So while the USA is keeping the border closed, our liberal government has opened the border to fully vaccinated Americans, but what we know from medical experts, the fully vaccinated can carry the virus. So why are the liberals doing this? Oh right, they are calling for an election in the fall, and does this give them economy bragging rights amidst the sick and dying? Canadians want a normal life back, not a majority government. Personally, I think the government we have now listens. Arrogance and entitlement get left at the door when power is shared between parties. BC serves as an example of what happens when a majority is returned. The politicians stop hearing the people. The Prime Minister would make wider inroads if his government made it mandatory for Canadians to get vaccinated. I welcome a vaccine passport. It is the responsible thing to do. We used to carry vaccine cards for our children to ensure their safety. And don't even raise the question of privacy. The new generations gave this over to the social media platforms. Joanne Berezanski, Victoria.